Welcome to ACN.
Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon. Oh, let me see if I'm live. Where's the radio? There I go. I am live. Hi. Welcome, everyone, to Professional Style. This is your host, Kathleen Williams. And tonight is Sunday, March 17th, almost the end of the first quarter of 2013. I hope you're having a fabulous year. Hope you had a fabulous week. And we're launched out into a brand new week today. So, it's almost springtime. Daylight savings time happens, so the days are longer. Time to get in shape, get fit, get healthy, and just really launch out into your best life. Everything that you want is at your fingertips. God has enabled you to do whatever it is that you want to do. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited tonight. And we a phenomenal show for you this evening. One of my favorite people is my guest tonight, and she'll be on in just a minute. And in the meantime, before we get started and launch into the show, we're going to take a quick break, pay some bills, listen to a little bit of news, and we'll be back in just a second. I've got so much to share with you this evening. So stay tuned. Call a friend, tell them to join us. And if you're interested in talking with our guest tonight, if you have any questions for her when she gets on the line, or if you have any questions or anything that you want to talk to us about here on Professional Style, the number to call in is 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. Press 1 when you join the queue, and that way I'll know you want to talk to us. And we'll be back in just a real quick minute. So hang on. Get yourself something healthy to drink. We'll join you back in just a sec.
Welcome to Esprinet News, Spotlight in Black History. Contrary to popular belief, one black family did sail on the Titanic. Haitian native Joseph Philippe Lemercier LaRoche came from a rich and powerful family. His uncle was the president of Haiti. Joseph could speak two languages, and he had an engineering degree but could not find a job because of his color. He and his wife decided to take their daughters, Simone and Louise, to visit his mother. They made a second-class reservation on the Titanic at the last minute. Joseph's wife and kids did survive on the April 15, 1912 voyage when the ship hit an iceberg and began to sink. LaRoche loaded his pregnant wife, Juliet, and two daughters into Lifeboat 14 just before the ship sank at 2:20 a.m. Joseph and 1,500 other passengers would go down with the ship. Now, in 1918, 6 years after the death of her husband, the White Star Line awarded LaRoche $22,119. In 1980, Juliette LaRoche died at age 91. I'm Jerome Esprit for Espritnet News. This is our spotlight in Black history.
My collection is made of all the things that make me. You can tell my block got bigger, but I always remember where I started. And it feels great to move forward without leaving yourself behind. From uptown to downtown, it's all part of my style. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, thanks to where I've been. My style tells my story.
Introducing the Jennifer Lopez Collection, only at Kohl's.
How does it feel to try smooth, delicious Hershey's chocolate with 30% less fat? A smooth, delicious cause for celebration. New Hershey's Simple Pleasures Chocolate. 30% less fat, 100% delicious.
Dear Honda, thanks for getting my friend Lisa a deal on her Odyssey at your holiday sales event. She's got 5 boys, so the Bluetooth comes in handy.
I have to cancel.
Plus, it's got a rear view camera and seating for the ladies.
It's Christmas time in Holly, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during Happy Honda Days. Get a great deal on the 2013 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with wraps that move. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finished with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier styled hair.
That you're here with us tonight. It's been one of those hectic kind of weeks. You know, one of those weeks when you wake up Sunday morning and the next it's Monday and the next thing you know it's Sunday again. Like, what happened to all the days in between? I can't believe how fast this week went. We had snow, we had rain, we had freezing cold temperatures, we had, oh my gosh, I think we were shoveling last week. It's the middle of March. Spring is coming up, I think, next week or something. And, you know, for me, as soon as daylight savings time happens, as soon as it's light out still and it's 7 o'clock, as far as I'm concerned, it's summer. So I'm supposed to be able to take off my coat, take off my boots, and, you know, get outside and act like it's summertime. And that's so not the case. If you are in New York City, it's cold. It's still cold here. But anyway, let me not complain about it. I'm just glad it's not snowing and we're not having a storm. And I pray, God, please let it be that we've had our last snowstorm for the East Coast. For the East Coast, let it be the last storm. No more Sandys, no more snowstorms, no more, I don't remember, Irenes and all that kind of stuff. So, all right. 2013, ladies and gentlemen, it's March. Middle of March, that means we're coming up on the end of the first quarter. That means tax time is coming up. So you still have some time to get your things together for taxes for April 15th. And I'm sending blessings to all of you who are accountants and your season is picking up and getting very busy for you. So, and, you know, my accountant, I send a shout out to Yolanda Billing. She's awesome. and she's so busy these days, it's hard to even get her on the phone. So if you are looking for an appointment for your taxes, make sure you get that in order. Make your phone call now, because it may take you a while to get an appointment if your accountant is really good like mine is. And also, I just wanted to send some love out to all of the single parents who are hustling, bustling, and getting ready to get their kids' applications off to colleges, getting them ready for SATs and PSATs and all those things. This can be a rather stressful time in the life of a parent, helping their children move on to the next phases of their life while they are themselves are moving on to the next phases of their life. So we'll be talking about that some more on another show. So be sure to keep up with us. Tune in to us every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, where we have some phenomenal guests who teach you more about having incredible professional style, as well as sharing their professional style with you. So for tonight, without further ado, I want to welcome someone who's very dear to me. She is a dear friend of mine, and she is extremely talented. I want to be just like her when I grow up. She's talented in so many areas, and she's excellent at all of them. She's achieved mastery in all of them, and that's why I am excited to honor her and welcome her to our show this evening. She's an author. She is a publisher. Actually, she published my book, Single Mother, the New Father, Volume 1. She is a psalmist or songstress. She is also an actress and a director of plays and so forth. We're going to get to talk to her about all of this. And a producer. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to the stage, to professional style, my dear friend and colleague and publisher, Beverly Burchett. So much for being here with me tonight on my show. Welcome to Professional Style.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen.
It is so awesome to have you. Every time I think about you, I admire all the work that you do, and then I marvel at all the work that you do, and then I scratch my head. How does she do it? Like, how do you get it all done? So I want to talk about everything tonight so we can share with our audience all the fabulous things that you do, and, of course, give them a way to get in touch with you and all of that. And I figured we'll just go down the line. So I want to start out with your work as an author. You yourself have written several books, successful books, and you write for other people as well. And I just want to talk a little bit about your craft as an author. When did you know you were a writer? How did you get started? Tell me about it.
I started writing probably when I was about 7 years old.
Wow.
I remember keeping a journal. When I look back on the journals now, because I have some of them, the stuff that I wrote didn't make any sense whatsoever. And some of it I wrote it in code, so I don't even understand. I don't even remember the code anymore. But I knew that I just loved to write. So I started very, very young.
That's wonderful. And when did you know you had very, very special skill as a writer?
I didn't know that for a very, very long time. I used to think that everybody else's writing was so much better than mine, and that I could never really sort of live up to that ideal that everybody else was so much better than I was. I think I was like in my 30s. When I just started writing for the joy of it, and then thinking to myself, well, I'm just going to write for the joy of it and see what people think. And at that point, I thought, maybe I do have a voice in terms of writing that is unique, and that I don't have to be like everybody else. I can just be myself, and that would suffice. But I was in my 30s when that happened.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, too, because I think many of us feel, you know, if we're aspiring writers or aspiring to do anything, the first thing that often comes to mind is, I'm not as good as the other guy or the other girl. So at what point do you inspire yourself to say, okay, I don't even need to compare myself to the other person. I just need to be me and do what God has blessed me to do.
Exactly. That took a long time for me, and I probably from maybe insecurities, et cetera, but I realized, you know, people would read my writing and they would start crying and stuff like that, and I would say to myself, wow, you know, maybe I do have something interesting to say and unique to say. And I remember taking a very brief writing course. As a matter of fact, I was actually evaluating scripts for someone from one of the Hollywood set. That's what we were doing as part of a sort of like a think tank. And when I was reading these scripts, I was saying, my God, I could write a script like this. I could do something like this. And, you know, it was born out of that, out of reading what other people were writing that were in the same boat that I was. We weren't published. No one knew our name. You know, when I started reading their stuff, I said, you know what, maybe I do have something unique to say, and gosh darn it, I'm just going to say it, you know. So you get to a point where you just don't care about the critics. You care more about being able to express yourself and being able to say what it is that what's in your heart to say.
I love that. When you get to the point where you don't care about the critics, I love that. It's so key, you know, it's so key because many people are blocked, inhibited, stopped by the critics, you know, the people that say, you can't do that, or you're not, you know, that's not possible for you, or even if it's in your own head, many times it's just in your own head, like you said, that, you know, that it's not possible. So when you decided that you might have something to say, what were your next steps to becoming an author of several books?
I just started writing. You know, it was something that I had some financial problems that I had gotten to in my life at that particular point that were going to take a long time for me to get out of. And writing was a place that I could go to that didn't require capital or anything like that. I could just sit down and I could write. And I started writing with a pad and paper, paper and pen, and didn't even have a typewriter or anything like that. I just started writing on pads, notepads, and I just found that it was such a glorious place to be, you know, in my characters' heads and, you know, writing down plots and writing songs and all that kind of stuff. And that's when I began to think of myself as a writer, you know, because I heard a writer say once, and I can't even remember which one, he said, writers write. You know, it's very simple, you know, writers write. And I thought, you know what, you're right, writers write. So that's what I started doing. And now I write all the time.
I know you do. I know you're always putting out something. And you know, and it's not just books, so we're going to get to that in a minute too. But let's go through your books, Beverly, one by one. We don't have to go through them in order, but... Mm-hmm. You know, your books are special. You know, your books are very, very special. And the one that I have in my hand right now, The one that I have in my hand right now is Random Acts of Kindness. And I love this book. So tell me what inspired you to write this one. I love this book.
I can only say that it was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said to me, write this book. And make sure it's the first one that you publish. And which I thought was odd at the time, you know, it was very direct and it was odd at the time for me because I had written novels. You know, this right here was just sort of like a 20, you know, 25 pages or something, 50 pages, whatever it is, you know, just ways of bringing joy to your life by giving to others, you know, simple things. And one of the things that I really dug about Christianity was that it was very simple, you know, sort of, you know, the commandments can be boiled down to love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Simple, you know, I like that, just simple stuff, you know. I didn't have to, you know, sort of like jump up and down 100 times, do 100 sit-ups, you know what I mean? It was just simple. And that's where Random Acts of Kindness came out of. It was just being able to do simple things that didn't cost you hundreds of dollars that you could actually contribute to mankind without having to be, you know, the greatest philanthropist of all times. You know, that's where it was born out of.
And, okay, so I'm going to read my favorite one, Beverly. This is my favorite one. Actually, walk up in the street with this one. I bet you can guess which one it is.
I don't
Number 12. Because every time this issue comes up for me, I'm ready to relocate or get married or something. Number 12, shovel a neighbor's walkway of snow or rake a neighbor's walkway of leaves. Out of Mark 12:33, to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And you're right, this makes the list because we're spreading around peace on earth. Our neighbors are at the front line. I love this. I do. I love because, you know, we're living in a time, really, where so many people don't even know who their neighbors are.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just to shovel somebody's walkway, rake their leaves. You know, one of the things I do is pick up people's garbage cans for them, you know.
Right.
Whatever little thing that you can do, take the flyers down off their door or whatever, you know, whatever
yeah.
it is if you to let your neighbors feel a little bit more safe and feel
yeah.
like they have a nearby, and especially
yeah.
my elderly neighbors. It's
exactly.
It really is. I love this one. I love all of them, but this
mm-hmm.
is the one that touches me because, you know, when I was growing up, neighbors were neighbors, and now neighbors
mm-hmm.
are just people on the street.
Yes. And that's the whole thing is that, you know, it's interesting when someone says to you, how was your day? And you turn around and you say, fine. But it's an opportunity now for you to connect to somebody in a real way. You know, they say, how was your day? It's an opportunity for you to say, well, how was your day? And now you have this connection, you have this moment that is special to them and is special to you, and why not take that moment? Because isn't that the joy of living? You know what I mean? So
It is. It's the absolute joy of living. I'm sorry for the bell. It's the absolute joy of living. It's being able to connect. I was at a service this afternoon at my church, and the pastor was talking about connecting to people and, you know, just reminding everyone, you don't go through this life alone, you know, you don't go through this life alone.
Mm-hmm.
So Random Acts of Kindness is one of the most wonderful way to connect with people. And I notice that folks are really surprised sometimes, you know, almost nervous when you do a Random Act of Kindness to them. So this is an inspiration of the Holy Spirit to just say, you know, just do a random act of kindness for someone.
True.
Yeah, I love it. So we're going to give you all the information about how to get all of Beverly's books, and we're going to talk about a few more of them as we move on and talk about all the fabulous things that she does. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathleen Williams, and with me tonight is my guest, Beverly Burchett. She is an author, publisher. She published my book. She's a songstress, psalmist, and actress, director, producer, and She's just a fabulous woman. So we're going to take another really, just a really quick break. We'll be back in just a second. And if you have questions, there's several people on the line. If you want to ask a question of Beverly, please just hit one on your dial. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can talk with us at 909-265-9189. Press 1 when you join on the line. And before we listen to our advertisements, we're going to listen to a clip of one of Beverly's songs from her latest CD, Call When You're With Me.
Total Moisture is now better than ever with pure natural and multi-layer moisture, infusing deeply, absorbing quickly, so it feels good and does good for skin. Next Generation Vaseline.
Where does a great night out get even better? At the new Ruby Tuesday, with our freshly made lobster tail and steakhouse sirloin for only $14.99. Enjoy the tempting combination of sweet lobster paired with a perfectly seasoned sirloin. Cooked just the way you like it and served with a free garden bar. All for only $14.99. But join us soon. A pairing this perfect won't last forever. The new Ruby Tuesday.
The best way to tell how great you look is in your jeans. Drop a jean size in 2 weeks with the Special K Challenge. With more delicious options than ever. Jeans don't lie. Go to the new SpecialK.com to design your plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathy Williams, with a wonderful guest, a friend, and a very, very talented individual, Ms. Beverly Brichette. We have been talking with Beverly about her book, and if you were listening, definitely you heard one of the most beautiful songs I've heard in a long time, When You're With Me. We played that at the top of the break, and if you missed it, definitely you can go back into the archives and listen to the show again. And Beverly will let you know how you can get a hold of all of her music and her book. And Beverly, why don't you let everybody know that now, and we'll do that several times while you're here. How do people get a hold of your music and also of your book?
They can go to my website, which is www.blackcurrantpress.com, and blackcurrant is spelled like the fruit, so it's blackcurrantpress, as in Sam.com.
Awesome.
That's the easiest
Thanks.
Way.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm also available on iTunes and TuneCore and all of those other places as well, Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well.
Right. And Brichette is spelled B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T. And we're going to listen to more of Beverly's music as we go on in the show, because we're going to talk a lot about her CD and her music. But I just wanted to talk about one of your other books. Well, not all of them. Tell us the titles of all of your books, Beverly.
I have, you mentioned Random Acts of Kindness. And then I have Queen Kanai, and
another one of
I have Smart, Sexy, Spiritual, Strong, and I have Open Doors as well out there, and I help Full Force write their book too, which is not just a house party, so I help them write theirs.
Which is awesome. That's another really great book. And all of these books are available on the website, as is mine, by the way, because Beverly was the publisher of my book. And you will we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. So all of your books, Beverly, and you're writing another one, aren't you?
Yes. I actually have I have several books that I've yet to publish. Another one called Out of an Eclipse, which I'm finishing up. And then I have several children's books that I've written as well. And I'm just finishing up another children's book. I have a children's series, and then I have another children's book that I'm writing right now, finishing it up.
And if you could give some advice to a new author We have, definitely, we have at least one on the line. She just texted me and let me know that her book is going out for editing in next week. So congratulations to you, Ms. Flowers. I had to give you a shout out. If you had some words of wisdom to give to a new author wanting to get their first book off the ground, what would it be?
I would say that, and I reiterate this a million times, is that I think that the best thing to do is to operate your book as if it's a business unto itself, you know, so that you if you're sending it out to a traditional publisher, you do the due diligence of that. You do the work that's involved, and you operate as if you are a business, you know, you are the CFO and the CEO of your book, so that you you send it out, you follow it up with letters or phone calls or whatever the case may be, and you become your own little marketing person. You send the contracts out to a legitimate lawyer, and that you keep your faith in the book and your hopes in it up. You know, one of the things that is very interesting to me is that even President Obama's book didn't sell very well until he was the senator. And then all of a sudden his book started taking off. But it was on the shelves for many years before that. So that you keep your faith about it, because sometimes a book is introduced into society, but it may not catch on right away. And there's several books that we could talk about that has happened to, right? So
hey,
just stick with it. Don't give up. Don't quit.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that. and your books are excellent. They really are excellent.
Thank you.
How long does it take you? You know, do you have a particular process that you go through when you're writing, or?
You know what, I do actually, and this was something that a writer said also, whose name escapes me, but I take all these tidbits of information and I go, you know, just put it in the bank. I'm tapping my head, put it in the skull. A woman said once, she said, you know, there are 365 days, so if you write a page every day by the end of the year, you'll have a full book. And you kind of sort of have to think of it in terms of starting to love the process of writing. Because if you're the type of person who says, oh, I have writer's block, I don't feel like writing today, then you may not really be ready for a writing career, because writers just sit down at a set time every day no matter what. Even if they're just going to write a sentence, they sit there in front of their computer or whatever it is that they write on, and they say, every day I'm going to write, you know, and you sort of have to commit to that. And that's what I do. I write all the time, you know. And you're able to accomplish a lot when you just say to yourself, when you commit to the process of something. That's what I would say. That's what I do.
That's wonderful. Excellent advice. And so in addition to your writing, you publish your own books, the self-publishing
yes.
company. So let's talk a little bit about Black Current Press, which is your publishing company, which I love also.
Yes. One of the things that I asked the Holy Spirit, I talk to the Holy Spirit all the time, and I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, you know, it's not enough for me to just publish my books, because I don't really feel fulfilled enough just doing that, is that I have to sort of bring people into that, the joy of getting that done, you know. And for a year, it took me a whole year to learn what I needed to do in order to get that done. And, I mean, I had to learn software. I had to learn about how this all works. And I had to get lucky, too. You know, it just so happens that I got lucky as well. I had some information that was shared with me that just came out of nowhere, really. I mean, you know, I think it's the Holy Spirit. It just kind of just dropped in my lap. And I thought, wow, if I did it this way, I'd be able to help other people too. Because a big component to being successful in life is that you have to help others along the way. You can't just make your money and then just hoard it. You know what I mean? You got to share some of it. You've got to reach out. I mean, I guess that's just my philosophy in life, that I'm not going to be fulfilled unless I'm able to share the blessings that I'm given. So that's what happened to me with regard to publishing, that it was born out of that philosophy that I need to help other people as well.
And, well, you do. You help you help a lot of other people. You help me tremendously, and I've sent a lot of my friends to you, and everyone is equally as impressed as I am with the commitment, you know, that you put into it. And publishing is not easy. It's not something easy.
It's a bear. It took me, like I said, it took me a whole year just to learn the software.
Mm-hmm.
And I love software. You know what I mean? But it took me a whole year just to learn that.
It's awesome, and it's admirable too to have the publishing company that you have, and you have many authors with you, and you put on book shows as well. You have another one coming up shortly, right?
Coming up in May. It's going to be May 12th, and I'm partnering with Black Spectrum Theater in Queens. You know, our tagline is we love to read in Queens. You know, don't leave us out. We love to read in Queens too.
Yeah, we do.
Like all the other barrels.
Yes, we do, absolutely. So that's great. And it's going to be at the Black Spectrum Theater, yes?
Yes.
And that information is on your website also?
It is going to be there next week. It's going to be there. And you'll be able to plug in.
Yeah, well, for all information about all things Beverly, and there are a lot of all things Beverly, go to the website at blackcurrentpress.com.
Yes.
And
yes.
Before we take another really quick break, I would love to, I want to spend a lot of time talking about your song. So let's talk a little bit about actress, director, producer for a couple minutes, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk about your song. You started out as an actress a while ago, many years ago. Yeah.
Yes, I went to the High School of Performing Arts, and you know, the first movie that I did was Fame. I was an extra on the film. I was a high school student. Alan Parker came to the school, and he said, you know, I want to make it as authentic as possible. So, you know, poor us. We spent the entire summer on a movie set making thousands of dollars, you know, with all of our classmates. Poor us, you know. So that was a lot of fun. And from then on, I did commercials and I did a few tours, and, you know, I just loved the whole acting process. And what you learn at a school like Performing Arts is priceless. It really is.
Yeah.
And from then on, you know, I said to myself, I said, again, you know, that I wanted to help people, that it's not enough for me to be where I am. I have to help people. So I started working at the Black Spectrum Theater. And believe it or not, I really thought that I was starting there as a volunteer. And I'll never forget, because the secretary called me up and she says, you know, don't you want to get paid? And I thought, I get paid for this? I said, oh, my goodness, I get paid, you know. So I thought I was volunteering when I was helping the kids, you know. So that's how that was born.
And you are my first acting coach.
Yes,
know,
you did me proud. You did me proud.
Thank you. And I can't wait to come back either, because that's like, you know, my, that's the one thing that I did and really enjoyed. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I love that so much. I loved acting. It was just great. What a release. What an opportunity of self-expression And so much learning, too. It was just, it was great. It was great. I am looking forward to coming back and acting some more. So you not only do the children, you do the adult acting classes.
Yes, we started the adult acting classes about three seasons ago, and it really was a sort of like a test run. You know, I said to the executive producer there, I said, you know, we'll see how it goes the first year and, you know, if people are interested and if people want to do this. And now the adult acting company is like a real company, you know. It's like every year we get more and more people who are interested in doing this thing called acting. And one of the things that I think is amazing, I mean, first of all, they are wonderful, wonderful people that come from the community that love what they do. But one of the things that I think is interesting, I always say to them, well, what do you think about this acting thing? And they all say, it's really hard. It's really hard. And I think, exactly. It's hard.
It sure is. It sure is. But so rewarding. My God.
Yeah.
I love it. But it is. It's hard. Anyway. So, yeah, so you as more from actress to director and, you know, both the children and the adult acting classes, and you just produced your own play at Black Spectrum this month.
Yes, I did. We did a play called The Ground Beneath Me that I originally wrote for my church, Christian Cultural Center, years ago. And I had to, I sort of, you know, blew off the dust from that one. And then I had to transform it a little bit and make it more current because I wrote it such a long time ago that I had to include certain people in the piece. It's kind of like a Black history piece about a troubled boy that basically has to sort of change his ways and his grandparents bring him through this story about historical figures, et cetera, including his parents. And at the end, everything is resolved, you know, blah, blah, blah. It did really well.
That is wonderful. So, wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can find Beverly Brichette online at www.blackcurrentpress.com, and we're just about to launch into more information about her fabulous song. Because Beverly, what I'm learning from you, what I learn from you each and every time we talk, is that writing is writing. So you write, not only write books, but you write plays and you write songs and you just write. And you write for other people, you just write and write and write and write. So, you know, many times we limit ourselves, and when I look at you, I realize there is absolutely no need to limit yourself. When you write, you write. Would you say so?
I would say so, yes, because, you know, I even have, like, T-shirt slogans and, like, quotes, you know what I mean, that just sort of pop in my head. You know, I think, you know, I could launch a whole thing of T-shirts right now, you know what I mean, or greeting cards or something like that, you know. I think that if our spirit, you know, if you liken our spirit to sort of like a universe unto itself, it's sort of like almost like trapped in our bodies, so to speak. And if we allow it to sort of like extend past the boundaries, who knows where it would take us? You know, that's the way I think of it. You know, who knows where it's going to take us? And that's how I write. Where will it take me next?
That's phenomenal. Okay, we're going to take a quick, very quick break. We will be right back, and we'll be listening to more of Beverly's music and talking to her about her latest CD and her inspiration for the songs. And you don't want to miss the songs. This is so incredible. If you didn't hear the first one, definitely go jump into the archives and pull it back up, or go right to iTunes or to her website, and you'll be able to pick up her music there. So we're going to take a quick.
Welcome to Esprinet News 90-Second Newsframe. President Barack Obama will deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College in Atlanta this spring. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is among the historically black institution's alumni. Commencement is scheduled for May 19th. Microsoft officially launched its Outlook.com email service this week, while simultaneously announcing the end of its other popular service, Hotmail. All users of Microsoft's Hotmail and other email services operating under different domains such as MSN.com will be automatically converted to Outlook.com by the summer. Mississippi lawmakers have officially ratified the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which banned slavery in 1865, 848 years after other states voted to approve the amendment. Mississippi voted to approve it in 1995, but it was never sent to the Federal Register and never made it official. Kentucky was the second to last holdout to ratify it in 1976. Reverend Run and Tyrese Gibson's highly anticipated book, Manology, made the New York Times bestseller list its first week out. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Espritnet News on ACN.
Your talent. Let's talk about your music now. When did you start writing songs? And, you know, you produced your first CD. You're probably working on the next one if it's not done already. Let's talk about your music.
Yes, I started writing songs as early as I started writing anything, poetry, et cetera. But the first real song that I wrote that was ever produced was actually written for Jerry Eastman. It's actually on Jerry Eastman's songbook, who is a wonderful guitarist that lives in Brooklyn. And he produces his own music. He said to me, he said, you know, I'm looking for a writer to write lyrics to bring people into my music. He's one of these, like, fusion jazz musicians. He's really, really good. And I said to him, well, you're not looking for me because that's not what I do. I don't write lyrics. You know, I write poetry and blah, blah, blah. So then he said to me, he says, you know, oh, we'll give it a try. So he sent me home with one of his albums, one of his songs. And I wrote the music for it. It's called The Globe Is My Home. And when he heard it, he said to me, he says, oh, my goodness. He says, I love this. I love this. I love this. And I said, well, it's not really lyrics, you know. He says, but I love it. I love it. It brings people into the music. And Andy Bay, actually, this jazz singer, sang it. It's just wonderful if you pull it up online. It's a good song.
Wow. That's incredible. So you've been writing music as long, writing songs and music as long as you've been writing. And you're a vocalist as well. You've been singing for I don't know how long. I know you've been singing at church and singing in various places. So talk to me a little bit about that.
That's another thing, too. It's like, I did not really want to sing ever, you know. But if you're going to be an actress, and, you know, I was an actress, that was my profession for a long time, is that you have to be sort of like what they call a triple threat. You got to be a dancer, a singer, and an actress. And my strong suit was really dancing and acting, but it was definitely not singing. And so that was another thing that I didn't really want to do. It was like anybody else could sing my songs. I didn't want to sing them. But I realized that, it was easier for me to sing them because, you know, this way, if you sing your own songs, you don't have to hire anybody to sing them, you know. You can sort of write them, you know, and you could go into the studio and you could lay it down and there you go. So it really was born out of sort of like a necessity that I started singing. Not so much out of the fact that I love to sing, you know.
But I love you. Your voice fits your music. So it's perfect, I think. So
well,
your
thank
first.
You, thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us about your first.
So my first CD was actually put out in January of last year, and it was definitely a labor of love. My first psalm that I ever wrote the music to was Psalm 23, and I've written a lot of songs, you know, but when I wrote Psalm 23, I knew that I wanted to put it on the album. So then, knowing that I wanted to put it on the album, I started writing music to other psalms, you know, because I thought, let me see. And then, you know, I would hear somebody say a psalm, like somebody said a psalm, somebody recited a psalm in church, and then suddenly the music for it just came into my head. And then I ran home, ran to the piano, and just started writing it down. So then suddenly I had a whole album full of psalms, music put to the psalms. So that's how that began.
That's incredible. And then you just, you know, got everything together. You wrote the music, you wrote the song, and compiled your own CD, which is just unbelievable. I'm going to be playing a little in the background a little bit. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Kathleen Williams. You're listening to Professional Style, and with me is Beverly Brashek. She is author, publisher, songstress, producer, director, and writer extraordinaire. You can find her work online at blackcurrentpress.com. So, Beverly, how do you find the time to do all of this? How do you do all of this? And you have a job, right?
Yes, I do. Everybody always asks me that question. When do you find the time to do it? I think that for me, I just, I hate to say that I make the time, but I really, really do. I just sort of make the time to finish things, because I think that one of my flaws is that I have the character of a person who doesn't like to finish things. So I decided a long time ago, I said, you know what, I don't like that character flaw. So I'm going to work on that character flaw. I'm going to finish everything. You know, if I'm knitting a sweater, gosh darn it, I'm going to finish it until it looks like a sweater, you know. I'm going to finish everything that I start. That's how I feel about it.
And not just finish it, you know, just throwing something together. You finish it with style and mastery.
Well, thank you. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, once you've finished it, it kind of has a life of its own. You know, it's kind of like having a child. You know, you had it, you've reared it, you've groomed it, and now it has a life of its own, which is kind of nice. The fans that I have for the things that I do are a lot of times are people that I don't know. They're all over the world that are, like, sending me emails and saying that they really appreciated this or that. And I find that to be a marvelous thing.
It is marvelous. That is a marvelous thing. I'm in awe of your work. I love your writing, your music, and your touch as a teacher and a coach in acting. I am I'm really excited about all of the future work that you'll be doing, and the book fair coming up May 12th is just, you know, another added thing, which is really exciting. For someone who wants to work with you on their book, what should they know if they want to come to you? And do you write songs for people as well?
Yes, I do write songs for people. And, you know, I find a great joy of doing that, actually. And if you would like to publish with me, I do on my website have a button that says submittals, so that you can... just press the button that says the middle on my website, and it'll take you through a step of what you need to do. That's fine. And you can email me from my website as well.
And great. So, and the website is www.blackcurrentpress, current spelled like the fruit, as well as the C-U-R-R-A-N-T, press.com. And in the background, the music, the instrumental music that you hear in the background is a song that Beverly wrote for me. For International Men's Day. It is actually the theme of International Men's Day, which happens every year on November 19th. And I went to Beverly with a bunch of words or something, and she took it and compiled it into a fabulous song that was produced called To Be a Man. So that is the instrumental music that you hear in the background. So, Beverly, I thank you so much for being with me this week and this Sunday night, taking time away from your busy schedule to spend some time with us here on Professional Style. I hope you'll come back when you release your next CD as well. When is it coming out?
Good question. We're still in the studio. My producer keeps saying at the end of this month, but it's going to be probably at the end of next month.
Okay. All right. So when you do, please come on back through, and we'll play more and talk more about it. It's exciting. Now, do you perform? Can people reach you for performances as well?
I would love to. The last gig that I had was kind of like an unfortunate kind of thing. I performed at someone's passing.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yes, I would love to perform.
Okay, great. Well, I've got something for you, so we'll talk about that offline. I'll reach out
okay.
to you offline, because I definitely have something for you. Because as we were the music, I thought two things. I'm interested in having the play come to my church, but I'm also interested in having you come on a performance, so we'll work on that. And, author, a song, a solist, a publisher, writer, director, producer, actress, just all extraordinaire, and we're very blessed, very happy to have her here with us on Professional Style. Again, you can find Beverly at Black Current Press, C-U-R-R-A-N-T, press.com. All of her books are available there. Her CDs and everything are available there. And as she mentioned, you can email her through her website as well. Now, Beverly, before you go, I just want to ask, there's a couple of folks on the line who are authors, and I'm going to just ask them, give them an opportunity to hit one if they're interested. They've been very quiet. And either... And then offer, anything. If you have a question or just a comment or anything that you'd like to offer to Beverly or offer to the audience of writers who are listening. And I won't call you all out, but I see you all on the line. I think we have all authors on the line right now. So, it's always great to me when I'm in the company of authors, some of the most creative minds, and it's wonderful just to be in the presence of people who write, who are artists. One of the folks on the line right now also writes music, writes books, just is a great writer, very talented, very creative, and that's the exciting part about it, when you allow your creativity to just work through you as you have, Beverly.
They have a question for me?
I don't. They didn't raise their hand, so I'm going to just say, okay, great. No, they didn't raise their hand. So we're gonna go ahead and close out then. If they have questions, if you have questions, if you're on the line and you just don't want to unmute to ask Beverly a question live, you can ask her a question through your website, right, Beverly?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me here on Professional Style. Every Sunday evening at 8 p.m., we'll be here with some awesome guests as we have tonight. We were blessed to have with us this evening Miss Beverly Burchett. She is online at www.blackcurrentpress.com, where you can find her books and her music, and you can contact her if you have further questions. Beverly published my book, and that is on her website as well, which is Single Mother, the New Father, and she's published several other people's books. If you are interested in working with her or have questions, please be sure to go to her website, hit her up, send us an email. You can get in touch with her through me as well if you have questions that you would like to ask or anyone you'd like to refer over to her or to us here on Professional Style. And if you have any suggestions, comments, or we'll be a guest on speak to me at askkathleen@gmail.com. Also, on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m., join Jerome and Vanessa right here on the Ashley Network for Black on Crime. It's a show where Jerome has created this incredible platform. where they talk about not violence, but how the most likely people, some people, criticize other black people for things that they would not criticize other race for. So, that on the source is pretty hard. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here with me.
Thank you, Kathleen.
It was